As the fallout from the Trump administration tariffs continues, there is talk that the administration might fund a new bailout for American farmers. Following the president's announcement of sweeping tariffs last week, China announced it is hitting the U.S. with a 34% counter tariff and placed restrictions on imports of food. Many of those levies would target American agriculture products. Farm groups have warned that retaliatory tariffs targeting American agriculture exports could harm prices for corn, soybeans, cotton, and other crops. Such tariffs would hurt their bottom line. In fact, soybean prices have fallen nearly 20% over the past year. Tariffs could also affect the price of equipment, pesticides, and fertilizer. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis is on record as saying the Trump tariff policy and implementation could cause irreparable damage to farmers. In addition, sorghum and cotton farmer Barry Evans told the Wall Street Journal, quote, "We hope there will be a bailout. If we don't get something, it will be quite a disaster." Speaking on CNN, on Sunday, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins indicate such help is likely coming. Brooke Rollins, U.S. Agriculture Secretary, "We will make sure that we have the funds in working with the senators and working with the appropriators, that we can do what we did last time. Secretary Perdue last time spent about $25 to $28 billion to mitigate some of the fallout from the tariffs for the short term, the long, I mean, the tariffs worked. I mean, we had an increase in productivity, jobs, et cetera. And late last year, Congress approved $20 billion in relief aid for farmers due to a downturn in the agriculture market. Right now, it's planting season, and Secretary Rollins says the administration will not know until the summer or early fall what the size of the bailout would be." For more unbiased updates, download the Straight Arrow News app.